Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk hope with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here it is. Your challenging question for the moment. What is your favorite Old Testament minor prophet? Now, remember, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, which was written by Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, those are the major prophets. Everything to the right of them. Which Old Testament minor prophet book is your favorite? There, that simple. Got to pick one. Sorry, got to pick one. There it is. Simple as you can be. If, by the way, you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question on that or on other things, we don't want you just to sit there and go, We want you to reach out and give us a call. That's right. It's a phone, and you can use it, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like talking to a person that you can count on.
Aww. Aww, that's so nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you, my friend. How are you doing this day?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
A little bit rushed. Came in a little late. Working on the projects. That's all I'm going to say there. We'll talk about that a little later on. We have made more progress since yesterday's show, so we like that. Plus, I'm going to remind people when we get to the website, there is a new book. You're talking about an audiobook, Dave? No, a brand new book. Brand new book. Just being released now.
And I'm a coloring book?
I hope they don't. Well, you know what? You could use it as a coloring book. That's what Noelle does. She colors on all her. I had to actually get her a Bible that has all those little things on it so she colors while she listens. That's how she concentrates. But I don't think this book is set up that way. It's kind of small.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. All right, here it is. Bottom line, maybe you got something going on and you want to reach out to us by phone. You can do that. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
So you can do that. You can call us. You can text us. You can send us an email. David@HeMustIncrease.org. That comes from John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease. David@HeMustIncrease.org. One thing all together right there. Keeping it simple. If you want to call us, text us, or if you want to email us. So if you're in San Diego right now, you can do that right this moment at 11:36 in the morning. And you know what you got there? Weather. You're welcome. All you people in Denver, exact same thing, only it's 12:36. You know what you got there in Denver? Traffic. Wow. In Dallas, you can do the same thing at 1:36. Right now, you can do that. You can simply email, text, or call in. You know what you got in Dallas? Traffic and weather. And then watch this, and in Detroit, it's just a little bit differently. We want to make sure we understand that. It's 2:37 there, and you have weather and traffic, and then traffic and weather, and then weather and traffic. But you can also reach out to us. You can do that by calling the 972-445-0770 number. You can text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, David@HeMustIncrease.org. What for, Dave? Well, if you have a praise report, this is a great opportunity to share it. Here's the bottom line. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And when you share a praise report, it reinforces it in your own life. It blesses other people that hear it, and it honors the Lord. Maybe you've got a prayer request. You got prayers like, this thing's going on. I definitely need some prayer. This is really getting heavy. Or I got a lot on my plate. It's harder than normal. Not a problem. We will pray for you. We're your brothers. We're your sisters. We share one heavenly Father, our Father who art thou in heaven. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 6. We're blood relatives. We're not water relatives. We're blood relatives through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we drink of one Holy Spirit. If you love Jesus with everything you got, man, you're my relative. You're my brother or my sister. That's cool, right? So we'll pray for you. We'll talk about anything. Maybe the Lord's showing you stuff. You're going through stuff. That's what we're here for, just to encourage and strengthen people, to bless people. The goal of this show is not complex. We're trying to follow Hebrews 10:25, encourage one another as we see the day getting closer. That's what it is. And it's a lot closer today than it was yesterday. Although some people did think yesterday was going to be it, but that would be wrong. Okay, that's okay. Here is the bottom line to this whole thing. We're going to move forward in it, but we have some teaching we want to get to. We will do a little bit of history, a few jokes here or there. I will be sharing a little bit more of the travels of David and Noel. As we talked more about it yesterday and tell you what the latest happenings is, it's all good. So that part's really good news. I'm really thankful for that. But let us jump into or dive into or plunge into or examine the Word of God. We're in Matthew chapter, we know what chapter? 17. That's right, 17. And we're at verse 10, right? Verse 10. This is after the Mount of Transfiguration has taken place where Jesus was shiny, shiny, shiny. His clothes were shiny, shiny, shiny. And it's so cool that they just had this massively awesome, unconnected, but they can't even put this anywhere in their grid. They don't have a science fiction movie catalog to put this with. They have this experience where Jesus is just like bright, bright, bright. When they're done, all that's left is Jesus, the voice from heaven. This is my son. Hear him. Okay. Even though Moses and Elijah were hanging out for a little while. Then Jesus tells them in verse 9, don't tell anyone what you've seen until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. In other words, just like, just hold on to this one. Sometimes the Lord gives you something. It's cool. It's awesome. It's a great teaching. It's a great insight. Sometimes you hang on to it. You don't always share everything immediately. That's the key. But now we're at verse 10 because the disciples are going to act a little bit theological. Well, maybe not theological, but they're genuinely asking this question. Verse 10 in Matthew 17, the disciples ask, well, why do the teachers of religious law insist that Elijah must return before the Messiah comes? I'll have you know that the teachers of the religious law were not wrong. Everybody's like, well, they didn't know. Yes, they did. And Jesus is going to explain it. Jesus responds to his disciples by saying in verse 11, Jesus replied, Elijah is indeed coming first to set everything in order, but I tell you, he has already come. But he wasn't recognized. He was badly mistreated. And soon the Son of Man will also suffer at their hands. Then the disciples realized that he had been speaking of John the Baptist. So I just want to point this out because people miss this like by, what's the expression? A country mile. When Jesus said he has already come, there was no challenging this. He wasn't recognized as to who he was. And so you need to understand what Jesus is communicating. The disciples realized this event that they saw on the Mount of Transfiguration was much more significant than they initially thought. This kind of set Jesus apart from anything, anywhere, at any time, ever. So they're asking a question that's been on their mind, why the teachers insist Elijah must first come. That's what they're saying. They ask this because why they haven't seen Elijah. Wait. Didn't they just see him on the Mount of Transfiguration? Oh. Moses and Elijah? Ooh, good one, Dave. And now they're trying to understand how it all fits together, even though they just saw him. But that's not the point, because what Jesus does is he challenges their assumption by stating they've already seen Elijah. What do you mean? We've already seen him. He was supposed to come. He didn't come. He's not there. Elijah had already come. In the mind and heart of God, John the Baptist was the Elijah to come. He came in the spirit and power of Elijah, clearing the path, making proclamation for the Messiah. John the Baptist is identified by Jesus in the Word of God as Elijah who was to come. And he came and pointed to who? To Jesus. He came in the spirit and power of Elijah, transforming Israel, by the way, the same way Elijah did. They were losing it over this guy. Who gives you the authority? What are you doing? You're baptizing all these people. What's this baptizing? What's taking place? This is a weird thing. And Elijah's ministry is manifested in the life of John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was the forerunner of the Messiah. And the Messiah he was the forerunner to is Jesus. It's like, wow. And so what I need everybody to maybe, I don't know what the word grasp, maybe that's not the right specific word, but I'm going to say this. We need to get a handle on, see what people think is, and I'm just going to say it, and you can get mad at me later. In fact, write me a letter later. Write it to, hey, Dave, I disagree with you. I really think you're kind of nutty, and you should take a long walk off a short pier at gmail.com. That email will be available for the next 13 seconds. So go ahead and write that.
That's a really long email.
You think that's a long one? And then it's a dissolving email. Okay. And here's the thing. People were looking for what when they were looking for Elijah? I just want to say this. The exact literal fulfillment. They were expecting Elijah to come. Guess what Jesus said? Wrong. That John the Baptist was in fact Elijah to come. You can tell Jesus he's wrong? Well, no, because that's not fitting into my theology. That's cute. So here's the idea behind this. It's understanding that Jesus is making it clear that John the Baptist was the fulfillment of the prophecy in regards to Malachi. And it's like there is no getting away from that. Especially when Jesus says Elijah is indeed coming first to set everything in order. But I tell you, he has already come. But he wasn't recognized. He was badly treated. And the Son of Man will also suffer at their hands. Then the disciples realized he had been speaking about John the Baptist. You cannot change this. You cannot alter it for your theology. This is wrong. And what it tells you is that when God makes a prophetic utterance, sometimes those prophecies are fulfilled in ways that man does not consider. And that would be truth. John the Baptist fulfilling the ministry of Elijah and the prophecy in Malachi. Bam! If you disagree with that, you're telling Jesus he's wrong. Duck! Okay, anyway, let's take a deep breath. See, I got to teach something. It's fun. Yay! I like teaching. Thank you. All right, here we go. Getting ready for our first trivia question. Everybody take a breath. You guys should know this one right away. I don't really feel this. I'm just going to give you an easy one to ease you into the situation. Which king was made to eat grass like an ox? Which king was made to eat grass like an ox? You reference Daniel 4, 32 and 33. Daniel chapter 4, verse 32 and 33. I often refer to this king as Elsie the cow. That's all I'm going to say, if you can figure it out. Daniel chapter 4, verse 32. And verse 33, which king was made to eat grass like an ox? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us. That is always fun. If you want to, you can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Pretty simple, not too complex. Easy trivia question. Which king was made to eat grass like an ox? Which ought to tell you, if God makes a king eat grass like an ox, everybody ought to be careful about how prideful they get. So if you think you know the answer, reach out to us. In the meantime, we're going to send you up to the website. On the website is, in fact, a new piece of information, a new book. You're thinking, is that the audiobook you've been working on? No. We have two audiobooks, two printed books, and now we have a third printed book. And that same book is also in audio. I'm releasing them all at the same time. It's called The Faith That Pleases God. That's the name of the book. The Faith That Pleases God. Is it a perfect book? No. It's a devotional style book to encourage your faith. That is what it is all about. I do want to point out that Eric said something very funny. He said, Elsie the cow, I say that answer is utterly hard. That's funny. All right, so sending you to the website, new book, The Faith That Pleases God, very cool cover. It is in print, it is an ebook, and then there is also an audio process. That's pretty cool. We don't make very much on these books, so just don't get all, excited. That would be the thing. But we want you to check that out. Plus, on the website is an opportunity to give, and we think that's kind of cool because it keeps the ministry going. And because we're moving, every dollar is helpful right now. So let me say this differently. Every dollar is helpful right now. Thank you. Any dollar is helpful right now. Thanks. 2 Corinthians 8:3. For I testify according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord. So if you can give, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. Don't be one of those weird people. If you never, never, ever feel guilty about not giving, not here, not anywhere, you do your best. You pray that it's blessed and let Jesus take care of the rest. Check out the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Okay. That's a chicken, right? Don't forget also, ladies and gentlemen, you can get the book. I knew I forgot. So it's my books out there. And you can also get a free book from us. And by the way, if you wanted to get my book and you couldn't afford it, we'd pay for it, just in case you're wondering. So I guess the radio cut out for a little bit. I have somebody telling me that. I hope it's not the app. But anyway, you can also have a free copy of Robert Morris's Grace, period. But if you're going to get that book, you got to tell Jacob so he can get your address. And at the end of the week, we'll send it out to you. Somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. How are you doing?
About the same.
About the same.
Things get better. Things are going to get better.
Okay. And they are going to get better for you. By the way, you know, if you want a copy of that book, the Grace Period book from Robert Morris, you're more than welcome to have that. I just want you to know that because we're sending them out one way or another. So if you do want that, you just let me know and I'll have Jacob talk to you afterwards and get it to you, okay? I'm just saying if you want that. Let's do the triv question, though, and then we'll pray for you. The trivia question, not overly complex. We had some pretty humorous responses. Let me just say that. Which king was made to eat grass like an oxen? Daniel 4:32-33. Which king was that?
Nebuchadnezzar.
That is correct, Amundo. It is Nebuchadnezzar. I just got to say this. Eddie Otto sent in Nebuchadnezzar, like bovine, Nebuchadnezzar. Like, okay, people are stretching it. So let me pray over you, and I want to pray for your circumstances as well as your health. And like I said, if you want to just say hi to Jacob afterwards, you want the book, you don't have to take it, Gary. But if you want it, you're welcome to it. We'll be glad to send it out to you. But let me pray over you. Father, we come before you right now. I lift up my brother Gary to you, and we just ask that the peace and the grace and the mercy that come from your throne would enter into his heart and mind. And Lord, he has faith, and faith is what pleases you. And he has faith to believe and to pursue and to seek you. And we're asking for your help in his physical body in the name of Jesus, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you would touch him from top to bottom. It doesn't matter what's happened before. What matters is right now. And you are more than able to do this, and we ask you to move upon him in the name of Jesus Christ. thinking about 1 Peter 2:24 and thinking about your own declaration, God, in Exodus 15:26, how you are Jehovah Rapha. We need you to be Jehovah Rapha for him. And we ask you just to help him in his circumstances, bless him in his situations. Sometimes it goes up and down. It's going to get better because, Lord, you're going to make it better. You created the universe. You raised the dead. You can change our circumstances. We ask you to do that unto your glory and in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I've been praying for all of you, and I'll continue to pray for you, and God bless you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we just keep on praying and praying. That's what we do, man. We love doing that. It's a big part of things, and we just, you know, I mean, it's important, right? All right. Now, I do want to say something real quickly about the book. And the book is not the world's greatest book, but it's an encourager. And you know what we need? We need encouragers. Although the cover is really nice. I just want to say that. That's right. I didn't do the cover. That's how I know it's nice. I didn't do it. That's why. Thank you very much. All right. Quick update on Noel and I. That's probably how we're going to have to do this. It looks like it seems like it to me. So as you know, I've been praying and asking people. The biggest problem that you have once you find where you're supposed to go, and I can't remember if I told you this. Oh, yeah. I did mention, I think, you know, that we prayed about Bert and that the landlord was, like, super cool about that. So I think we did mention that. But the next thing that happened is, just recently, is we were trying to work something out in regards to a mover. And so we were going to try and use Men of God Moving, but that situation just didn't work out. And so then I'm talking to Noel, and I'm, like, going, you know, because that's where it becomes more that frustration where you're trying to pick the right person. And then so I got a couple of different quotes from a couple of different companies. And that also becomes a very interesting process. But one company, you know, Noel and I were talking, I said, I think this is the ballpark we can probably, you know, that we're believing for, that we can hope for, and da-da-da-da-da. And one company called me, and they were just, this lady was so super nice and talked to me for a great deal of time, explained everything that was going on, and explained and said, look, I don't want to get into this situation where they're trying, oh, we need an extra 1,000 here, or we need this. Said, just tell me what it is, da-da-da-da-da. And she came right at the exact number that Noel and I were talking about. So that was kind of cool. I'm not going to, but... And I always say that because I want to be careful. I believe it's from the Lord and it's coming together. And then we talked again today, and then we have arranged it. So we do at this point actually have a mover. And you're thinking, well, why would you use a mover? Because my knee, I cannot do a third surgery or I'm not going to be walking. So that's my days of doing that are over. And my own son is doing some relocation and is not in the place where he can really help us move. And we thought, well, maybe we'll use everybody in the audience. It's like, nah, I just didn't feel comfortable. I know you guys are like, oh, you should have done that. I understand. But the way the Lord worked it out, it turns out that we're getting a chance to witness as we're going through the process. And it's like, I think that is what God had in mind. So we'll follow that. And if it all falls apart, then I'll call every one of you or come visit you at your home and pick you up in a bus, and we'll all do it together. Okay, there we go. How's that? That's pretty straightforward.
Sounds like a plan.
Do we still have a book available? We still have one available?
Yes, we do still have a book available.
So if you guys want the book, you don't have to answer on a trivia question. You can call in off hours. So we're about to take our break. You can call in right now. Give the information to Jacob, but we'll get you the book. It's Pastor Robert Morris's Grace, period. Okay? So if you're in San Diego, or if you're in Denver, or if you're in Detroit, just hang out and go to hemustincrease.org. Also, if you're going to keep listening to the show, get ready. You better buckle in. It's going to be awesome. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. you need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassador's Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, yeah. La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike... You know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth. We got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough, because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the act up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.